For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Easter is the season when we celebrate the death of our sins and the gift of eternal life. I want to start this episode by briefly talking about the story of Jesus from the beginning to his death and resurrection. And I want to start from Genesis 1, just a quick brief summary. So yeah, just stay with me. And hello guys, welcome to Death to Self podcast, a podcast navigating Christianity in your 20s and how to be in the world and not of it. Today's episode is an Easter special episode, and I love Easter so much. Easter is my absolute favorite holiday celebration, and I just want to share my love for Easter and why I love Easter so much. We're gonna share that, starting with the story of Jesus, how and why Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We know that in Genesis 1, he made man and made a home for them called the Garden of Eden, where they had everything they needed. But God told them that, don't eat of this one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They disobeyed God and ate from the tree. They sinned, and then they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. Then they started, having kids, Cain and Abel, to thousands and thousands of people. During that time, the earth was so full of sin. The people disobeyed God. They did all sorts of sin, lust, greed, pride. Name any sin, it was done in the Old Testament 1,000 times more. So God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sins, but they were still people sinning against God. And God was I'm just gonna start all over. I'm gonna send a flood to kill everyone excluding Noah. Noah was a very righteous man, and his family and animals. So all of that happened, the flood, everyone died except Noah and the animals. And after that, the people still sinned against God. Even the Israelites that God did everything for, he parted the Red Sea, he made the sun stand still, he went above and beyond for the Israelites, but they still sinned against God. And back in those days, how you paid for your sins was by shedding blood. Hebrews 9:22 tells us, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And also, only the high priest had a relationship or the privilege to interact with God. Not just anyone could talk to God or hear his voice. God was and still is so pure, and we born sinners back then did not have the privilege of staying in his presence. Only the Abrahams, the Moses, the Noahs, those who had worked hard to prove themselves righteous before God. So that was the Old Testament. You sacrifice the blood of an animal, the purest, blameless, no spots, fattest lamb, for example, was how you asked for the forgiveness of your sins. But did that stop the people from sinning? Absolutely not. They still rebelled against God and disobeyed his commandments. And God was this covenant is not working because my people are still sinning against me. So he comes up with the amazing plan, the second covenant, the covenant we are in now, Jesus. God decided to come here on earth in human form to correct the first covenant. So boom, Mary is pregnant as a virgin. 9 months later, she gives birth. It's baby Jesus, born in a manger in Bethlehem. The king is born. We see the stars, we see the three wise men, like, it's a whole thing there. Like, a king knows a king is born and he tries to kill Jesus, but obviously that did not work out. And after that, while Jesus was a child and a teenager, he grew up in the temple, growing closer to God. And a few years later, when he was 30, he got baptized, and that was the beginning of his ministry. For the next 3 years, he traveled to different towns and cities on foot. By the way, the dedication, shout out to Jesus, he traveled preaching the gospels, like we see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, making the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, even resurrecting the dead, feeding 5,000 men, more than 5,000 people, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He went around preaching the gospel, performing miracles, and letting people know that he is Christ, he is the Messiah, and he is the water that if you drink of, you shall thirst no more. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light. He is peace, which he 100% is exactly who he said he was. And you know, some people just didn't like that, like, hey, who is this man who thinks he's all that? So they like wanted to kill him, they wanted to kill Jesus, and he was betrayed by one of his disciples, one of his closest friends, Judas Iscariot, for 30 pieces of silver by a kiss. And side note, I hope you don't have beef with Judas Iscariot for betraying Jesus, because we literally do the same thing every time we sin. But anyways, the Pilate, the Roman Empire, the people that did not like Jesus and were spiteful for absolutely nothing, they decided to crucify him, which is an ancient form of execution and the worst death penalty that criminals would go through during those days. And I was watching The Passion of the Christ. It's a Jesus movie that is just so real with regards to what he went through. Like, oh Lord, can we talk about the physical suffering, just some of the physical suffering of Jesus for a minute? Like, Jesus was whipped and beaten. The whipping was so severe that it tore the flesh from his body. Like, the type of whip they used was called a scourge, and basically it has metal spikes that when they whip you, it tears off your flesh. The beating was so horrific that his face was torn, his beard ripped from his face. What? The crown of thorns with like 2 to 3 inches long thorns that they forced into his head to mock him for being a king, cut deeply into his scalp. He was spat on, he was mocked. The same people that he fed, the same people that he made see and performed miracles to, were the same people shouting, crucify him, crucify him. Can you imagine the pain? And after all of that, for about 3 hours, 3 hours of continuous brutal pain, he was nailed on the cross. The cross that he first of all carried, a very heavy cross that he was forced to carry by himself. He was nailed on a cross with about 6 to 8 inches long nails, and they were driven into his wrist, like, you know, like a screwdriver, like driven into his wrist, and his feet were nailed together. Oh my God. And his feet were nailed together, and then they put him up on the cross. Like, he was in so much pain that a few minutes before he died, he didn't even bleed blood. He was just pouring water from his wounds. He was in so much pain. And despite his pain, he said, Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what you're doing. And still thinking about us, his last words were, it is finished. That was all God's plan. Someone had to pay for our sins. So he sent his son to die a brutal, brutal death for us. And he was so pure and blameless. Just like in the Old Testament, the animals that were sacrificed needed to be the best, the spotless, the blameless, the most pure animals, just like Jesus was. And that is why he is called the Lamb of God, because he was literally sacrificed for our sins. My friend explained this analogy to me to describe Jesus dying for us and taking upon our sins. It's like Jesus sees you killed or you murdered someone and your clothes are evidence, like there's blood on your clothes, or you still have the thing that you stole, or just the proof of what you did, the proof of your sins. And then he sees you running, he takes the clothes with the blood stain, he takes whatever it is that you've stolen, he dresses like you, and he gives you his perfect white cloth. And then he did nothing, but he gets caught and he pays for your transgression, for your stealing, for your murder, for your addiction, for your sin. And because he is righteous and he sacrificed himself for us, we are now righteous. Like, just let that sink in, because Jesus was blameless. He did nothing wrong and he did not even defend himself, because he knew that he is not going through this suffering because of something he did, but he's going through it because this is the only way that we can receive his grace and mercy. Anyways, back to our storyline. So they did all of that, the crucifixion, the weeping, the mocking on a Friday, and they did not know that there will be a Sunday. Matthew 28 verse 6 says, "He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said." 3 days later, Jesus resurrects from the dead and he appears to his friends and his disciples and gave them what we have now, the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine a life where Jesus did not die on the cross for our sins? Like, we would have been sacrificing lambs and pigs every time we sinned, and on top of that, we would still not have a personal relationship with God. Like, we would not be able to hear his voice, read his word, interact with him. There would be no atonement for our sins. Eternity wouldn't be just believing in God. But God saw that there was something wrong with the Old Testament, so he sacrificed himself for a new one, where we have relationship with him, where we are saved by grace and not by works, where the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us. And that is my absolute favorite thing about the resurrection of Christ, the fact that he gave us himself. Like Romans 8 verse 11 says, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies." The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit, is in us. When he died, we died with him. We also are united in his resurrection. And how did Jesus feel before he died? Abandoned, pain, shame, hurt. And he resurrected as a new person with peace and love and joy. And it's the same thing with us. When we give our life to Christ and die to ourselves, we do not come back the same. And if Jesus overcame death by the Holy Spirit, there's absolutely nothing that we cannot overcome with the same Holy Spirit in us. But this only happens when we die to ourselves and bury our fleshly desires in the grave. Every grave through Christ resurrects, but sin can be like the ground that is on your grave and stopping you from resurrecting into God's light, from resurrecting for God's light to shine upon you. Just like how much the apostles' life changed after Jesus appeared to them, how much they were filled with the Holy Spirit and fulfilled their purpose and made disciples, and they were just so passionate about the kingdom, and they were certainly rewarded. Yes, Easter is about celebrating Christ's death and resurrection and the forgiveness of our sins, but it is also about remembering what Christ left with us, the Holy Spirit and how much we are transformed through Him. Because when we let Him abide in us, know that there is nothing you cannot do without the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can work for us in ways beyond our expectation. So fight against any fruit of the flesh. Galatians 5 verse 16 tells us this: Now the fruit of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, rivalries, dissension, division, enviness, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. And then it says, if anyone is living this type of life, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So overcome anything that is contrary to the Holy Spirit, anything that grieves the Holy Spirit, and that is the fruit of the flesh, anything that will stop the Holy Spirit from living in you, not visiting you, and then you pollute the home with your sins, and then the Holy Spirit has to leave, but living in you and dwelling in you. So every dead thing in you can resurrect. That is only when you let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Do not let the sin be the, like I think of Jesus's grave, Jesus's tomb, and the sin being the stone, or like if you know you're 6 feet under and then the sin being the ground. Do not let the sin stop you from resurrecting. Do not let the sin stop you from resurrecting. And for me, this is what I need to know to fight and overcome any fruit of the flesh that the devil can put in me. Is it anger? Is it jealousy? Is it lust? I'm like, no, thank you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, and I cannot live without the Holy Spirit. And you know, y'all cannot live in the same house, so you got to go. So the addiction got to go, the jealousy, the lust, the witchcraft, the zodiac signs, the sexual immorality, you got to go, because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit cannot live where sin is being nurtured. The Holy Spirit cannot live where sin is being nurtured. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the power of His resurrection. No, He did not just die a painful death and rose again 3 days later, but He lives in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, lives in me. And I'll just love to end this episode with a prayer. Lord, I thank you so much, so much. Words cannot tell you how grateful we are that you sent your son to die a painful death on the cross for our sins. Thank you for conquering the grave and giving us your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you dwell in us and you help us to fight against anything that opposes your Spirit, and you do your work for us, in us, and through us, that we shall be a reflection of the same thing that you did for Christ. We shall be a reflection of your Holy Spirit, that every death thing in us is resurrecting in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you are empowering us, just like after Jesus appeared to the disciples and they were empowered to make disciples of all nations. We pray, oh God, that the same power you are giving it to us, and you are reminding us during this season, during this period, as we celebrate your death and your resurrection. All of these we ask in your name, and let the listener say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, so much for listening. This is quite a short episode. I do want to make like 30-ish minutes. I think this is going to be about 20, and I'm not so happy with that. But I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope you had an amazing Easter celebrating the reason for the season. Follow the podcast on Death to Self Podcast on Instagram. please, 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 I'd highly appreciate if you give the podcast a rating. It definitely helps to like push the podcast to more people. Please give the podcast a rating and please comment as well. Just, it could just be a one word comment, whatever it is that you can comment. It just helps the podcast with algorithm growth and all of that. So I'd highly appreciate that as well. And if you need to have some deeper chats, that's the Self Podcast on Instagram. And never forget, Jesus loves you so much more than the world can comprehend. I hope you're having a blessed and amazing year. And let me know if you have any topic recommendations. And I love you so, so dearly. See you next week, Monday. Bye. Thought of me.